Welcome to New Creation Christian Center. My name is Harold Franklin, and I'm the pastor of New Creation. We meet on Saturday nights at 7 in Seattle, Washington. We hope the Word of God changes and challenges your life and that you are refreshed and renewed by hearing the Word, because the Bible says faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. So we thank you for joining us. And now we'll get into this week's message.
Go ahead and open up with prayer. Heavenly Father, I come to you just thank you so much for this time, Lord God. God, I don't take this lightly, but I thank you for the opportunity to be able to share your word, Lord God. God, I ask that you would touch all those hearing the word, Lord God, all those that are going to be listening on podcasts, those that are listening on live stream. I ask that you touch me as well, Lord God, that you would just touch all of our hearts, Lord God, that we would understand what you're saying, Lord God, and we would receive your word, we would apply it, Lord God, and we would share it with someone else. We just thank you right now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Tonight's message God gave to me, it's called, I'll Go, Send Me. And he gave me that because I had been battling for a while with accepting the call of ministry. Accepting the fact that God wanted me to deliver his word from a podium standpoint, but not just from here, but also no matter where I went, no matter what I'm doing, I have to realize that I am a walking billboard for Christ. And I had to realize, okay, now is the time for me to step forward and take this stance for him and say, okay, I'll go, Lord, send me. But before I could do that, there's a process that we have to go through. And the first step in that process is we must first ask God to renew our mind. Because a lot of times our mind is not on the same level with what he wants you to do. A lot of time our mind is on me. Look at me. But we have to allow God to change our mind, renew our mind, so that we are doing the right things that he wants us to do and saying the right things he wants us to say. So the first scripture we're going to go to is 2 Corinthians 5:17, which is the motto of this church. And I'm reading out of the NIV, just so you know, Marquise. So when you have it, say amen. Second Corinthians 5:17. And it says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. If anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Has come new, the old has gone, and the new is here. We have to allow God to transform us from our old ways, because a lot of times we'll try and hold on to some of the old things we used to do in the past, and that's not the right thing that'll flow right with what God wants you to do. So there's some things that I had to allow God to strip off of me. I had to allow God to take those thoughts from my mind, because I used to be caught up in the CSI and different things like that, and so then I would begin to think about those things. When different things would happen in the news, I'd be thinking, well, I wonder if they did this or this and that. But I had to ask God to renew my mind so that I'm not constantly thinking of those things. So I'm putting off the old man and accepting the new. Taking off the things that God doesn't want me to have and allowing him to shape me and mold me into what he wants me to be. So, like I said, the motto of this church is you can come in one way, but you're not going to stay that way. You can come in the way you are with the baggage and the hurt and the pain, but allow God to transform, to renew you, to encourage you, to lift you up, and to strip off those things and begin to fill in the gaps where those scars, where he will mend and he will repair those areas of our life. The next scripture I want to go to is, we're staying in Corinthians, 2 Corinthians 4 and verse 16 through 18. When you have it, say amen. All right, so at 16 it says, Therefore we do not lose heart. Though outwardly we may waste away, yet inwardly we are being renewed day by day. For our light may be momentary, troubles are achieving for us in eternal glory that are that are far outweighs them all. So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but what is unseen. Since what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal. So right there, he told us not to lose heart on the things that are wasting away, the things that are around us that are going on, because that's not how God is going to have you be in eternity with him. That's not how God has designed you to be. The different things that are going on around you, they may get shaken up, and you may feel like, okay, I'm out of place, I don't really fit, but it's only temporary. God has you designed for a unique purpose and a plan. So you may be going through a rocky storm. You may be on saying, okay, I'm doing okay. It's like the song says, it's all good. Right now I'm doing good. But God said, it's all God. And the way he wants you to do that is give him all the praise and all the glory. And realize that he is stripping off those things. So no longer can I say me, me, me. But it's Christ which lives in me. Gives me the opportunity to witness to people, to do the different things that he has called me to do. And that leads to my second point, which is we must be willing to submit to God's will. A lot of us have issues with submitting, with submission. We don't like to submit to authority because it's a hard thing. We're like, I don't want them telling me what to do. Even growing up, my sisters would say, do this, do that. And because I was the young one, we had it in our household, it was, you have to do it, you're the young one. And after a while, I was like, I'm not doing that. And they're like, ooh, mom, she's talking back, she's not listening. But I started having an issue with authority, and I didn't want to submit and say, okay, I'm going to be obedient, I'm going to do what they want me to do. Even if it's something just small and minor, I still was supposed to be obedient and go ahead and do it. A lot of times now, my sisters say, oh, just do this, just do that. And I'm like, no, no. And I try and argue my way, and God's saying, authority? I'm like, okay, God, okay. As long as it's lining up with God's word, as long as they're not stepping out of bounds and telling you, go kill this person, then you're supposed to submit. And even on our jobs, we're supposed to submit to leadership and give them respect. With submission, I believe there comes a certain amount of respect for that person. Even though things may not go the right way, say, okay, God, I'm going to submit. Even in marriages, now we struggle with submitting. You say, oh, he can do it himself. But what has God designed us to do is to submit. So a lot of times we have to ask God, okay, how am I supposed to be submissive? How am I supposed to submit? And the first scripture he gave me for submission is James 4 and verse 7. James 4 and verse 7. And it says, submit yourselves then to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Once we submit to God and we're doing God's will, then the will of the enemy may try and come and attack you. But once we submit to God, he must flee. Once we submit to God and we know whose we are and the power God has given us over the enemy, we can put him in his place and tell him, devil, you must flee right now in the name of Jesus. Once we submit to God, then it'll be easier for us to see if things are falling into place because I'm submitting to God. Now this is lining up. Now I have the money to pay this bill because I paid my tithes. Now everything is falling into place because we're submitting to God. Because we're submitting to God. The next scripture we're going to go to is Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6. With submission, there comes a certain amount of trust. To submit, we have to trust that person that they're going to lead us the right way, that they're going to give us direction. So with that, we have to submit to our authority, which our authority in this church is our pastor. To submit to know that, okay, he's not going to steer us the wrong way. He's going to be led by God, and as he's led by God, then he's going to lead us the right way. So this scripture, starting at verse 5, it says, trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways submit to him, and he will make your path straight. So once we submit to God and we lean on God, then things will begin to fall into place, like I said before. But sometimes we may try and figure things out. We try and jump ahead of what God has in place and say, okay, I got this. I know how it's going to work out. But that's not always what God wants it to be. That's not how God designed it to be. You know, I applied for this job and I was so excited. I was so excited. And then I started feeling, once I went for the interview, I was like, I don't know if this is what I'm supposed to be doing. I don't know if this is really where God wants me to be. And so I was like, okay. And the funny thing is when someone told me, they're like, oh, they already hired someone. I had so much joy. I was like, okay, it's fine. And I was just smiling. They're like, are you okay? You're okay with that? I was like, yeah. Because where one door closes, another will open. And if it's meant for me to move, then I'll move. Maybe God has me in the same place that he has me in because, like I said before, I'm sitting by a lady that has the sign in her cube that says Proud Atheist. And every day I make a point to say good morning. Every day I make a point to smile at her and ask her how she's doing at her second job. And as I'm talking to her, she's like, man, you're just so nice to me. You know, I never used to talk this much to people, but now it's like I can't help but to talk to you every day. And I was like, okay, God, tell me what you want me to say today to her. How do you want me to be an example to her? Without just saying Jesus, 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 let me show the love of Christ. So then when God sets it up at the right time, I can boldly say, okay, I'm a child of the most living God. And this is how he brought me out. This is how he's done things in my life. And this is how I know he's real. And because of the God we serve, he'll set it up like that. Because every day, I believe he's planting seeds. I'm showing her just the love of Christ every day. And she's like, man, you have a good weekend. I can't wait to see you on Monday. I'm like, I've never heard a coworker say they can't wait to see me on Monday. That's a little different. I don't know if I'm supposed to be scared. I'm supposed to be excited. So I was like, okay, God. But, you know, God is awesome. And, you know, the funny thing is our sense of humor is different to God. We don't always understand why he links things up the way it is, but he just does it, you know, the way he does. And it's interesting that, you know, the way we see things, God sees it a totally different way. A totally different way. I preached a long time ago about trusting God and planting your feet. And a lot of times we get caught up on, okay, should I do this? Should I not? Well, maybe I should just go here, but I don't know. We're second guessing and we're not sure which way we should go and what we should be doing. And as they say, wide is the gate, but narrow is the road to Christ. And you know, we everything looks good on the outside, but God's saying, stay on the straight and narrow. Trust me. Follow me. Stop trying to go this way. Stop trying to lean this way. Just stay in the right path. And a lot of times we may drift away and God's bringing us back. But we're really, okay, what should I do? We have to trust God. What's submitting, we have to learn how to trust God. Say, okay, God, not my will, but yours be done. I don't know where the next money's going to come from, but God, I trust you. God, I thank you for what I have, and I trust you. God, I'm believing for you to do powerful things. The next scripture we're going to go to is, just a minute. We read Proverbs, but we're going to go to another scripture just a second. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We're going to go to Daniel. Chapter 10, and we're going to read verse 12. Then he continued, "Do not be afraid, Daniel. Since the first day that you set your mind to gain understanding and you humbled yourself before God, your words were heard, and I have come in response to them." A lot of times we think that God doesn't hear me. I've been saying the same thing, but he's teaching you patience. I've been saying the same thing. He's teaching you to trust him. I've been saying the same thing. And I'm like, is he really hearing me? Just like he said to Daniel in that verse, he said, since the first day you set your mind to gain understanding and you humbled yourself before God. When's the last time we took the time just to humble ourselves and say, God, here I am. Use me. Here I am. Send me. Here I am. God, I'll go. I may not want to. I may be scared, but God, I'll go. Once I begin to embrace the call that he gave me to actually, okay, God, I'll go. It's amazing because I'll be going through things and someone will call me and say, okay, Pressure, we want you to preach. Just in March, I was asked to preach at a conference. And before I could say anything, I was like, okay, yeah, I'll do it. And then later on, I was like, well, what are you doing? A conference? You want me to speak in front of a whole bunch of people? Are you serious? And it was funny because Marquise, they were asking for my bio and different stuff. Marquise like, you're about to preach at a conference? I was like, yeah. And the funny thing is because God just, he just set it up to where I just, okay, God, I'll go. It may be hard. I was attacked. I was, you know, on myself, I was like, no, I don't think I could do this. I probably shouldn't be doing this. And I was feeling inadequate. But God said, because you presented yourself as a broken vessel, I'm going to take just what you have and I'm going to use that. You don't have to conform and try and do things the way someone else would do it, but I'm going to use you the way God designed you. I'm going to use you because I don't make junk. But I made you the way you are, and I made you because the people you're going to talk to need to hear what you have to say. And there were some young ladies that I got to minister to at that conference. And do you know they went back and they told their mom, they're like, Mom, I understood it. The way she said things, it made me realize that I need to be pure. That I need to, you know, not just pure until marriage, but I need to be pure in everything that I do. And I need to change the way I'm thinking, the way I'm talking, the way I'm acting. I need to be pure. And it was crazy because, you know, I was going through something and their mom ended up texting me and was like, hey, I just want to let you know that you really touched my daughter's lives. I know a seed was planted. I know their lives were impacted. And I was like, man, okay, God. You know, here I am going through stuff and here you are there to encourage me and say, okay, put your head back up. Keep pressing through. You may feel like, okay, I take one step, but I'm taking five steps back. I'm falling back. But God says, no, I got you. You're on the right course. Just keep fighting that fight. Keep going. Keep pressing. Keep submitting. I want to read, we're going to go to Isaiah, because the third point is we need to have boldness. In order for us to go, we have to have some kind of boldness, because I know for myself, growing up, I wasn't very talkative, and I wasn't, you know, I was kind of quiet at times, and I pushed myself to go and meet people and talk to people, but it wasn't until I really got saved. I say really got saved because, you know, at a young age, I said that prayer, you know, because I didn't want to go to hell, but once I really got saved, and once I started living the word and reading the word for myself and trying to push and wanting to grow and press through and pray, that's when I begin to get boldness. That's when I begin to, you know, ask God, okay, give me boldness so that I can do the things you want me to do. Give me boldness. And as I'm praying, I begin to get boldness. And, you know, my friends make fun of me sometimes and they play and joke with me because when I'm praying and you could tell when God's moving or I'm getting excited or God's speaking to me, my voice may change and I may, you know, go a little faster or pray a little harder. But that's just the way God designed me. And that's just the way the boldness comes, that, you know, all that fear, that doubt, my selfish ways, it must diminish because God has given me boldness. And in order for us to go, God has to give us this boldness. In Isaiah 6, verse 5, it says, woe to me, I cried, I am ruined, for I am a man of unclean lips. I live among the people of unclean lips. My eyes have seen the King, the Lord Almighty. And verse 8, it says, then I heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send? And who will go for us? And I said, here I am, send me. A lot of times we get faced with different things and we're not the quick ones to say, okay, God, I'm going to do it. God, I'm going to go witness to that person. God, I'm going to go give this money because you told me to give this money. Nah, it's money. I'm going to hold on to this real quick. Are you sure, God? Is that really you? That's what we think. We're not anxious to go and do what God has told us to do or go and say what God has told us to say. I was at the other church I used to go to. God told me a word to give to the pastor. And I was like, God, do you really want me to say that? Maybe it's just me. So I was waiting and waiting. And you know, God will, if you don't say it or you don't go, he'll still get his word across to that person. And I was like, God, do you really want me to say this to that person? And I was like, okay, God, I'm going to be obedient. I'm going to go. I'll go. I had to wait and say, okay, God, I'll go. And so when I went and I delivered the word, the pastor came back and said, you know, I was praying this morning. And I was saying, God, I need you to speak to me because I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't know how this is going to be answered. And when I told her what God told me to say, she said, you know, that's exactly the word I was waiting for. Thank you for sharing that word. That's exactly what I needed to give me that extra pep in my step, to continue just to press through. And you know, we never know what someone's going through, what's going on in people's lives, and they could be on the verge of a breakthrough. And we have to do what God has told us to do, to say what God has told us to say. You know, a lot of times we may feel like, I'm inadequate. I don't know if I should be doing this. Moses didn't feel like, you know, he felt like he wasn't all the way up there like he should be. God, do you really want me to go talk to Pharaoh and really try and lead the people? But God said, have Aaron go and talk for you. See, God always has a ram in the bush. You know, we try and make excuses, but God is right there to say, okay, you made that excuse, but I'm still God. What you think is a little blemish or just, you think something that's so big in your life that's holding you back, it's a crutch, it's a handicap. God said, I'm going to use you anyway. You may feel like I'm small, I shouldn't be doing this. Just like David, he was a little boy. And, you know, when he was going up to face Goliath and he was there and he went to just go and bring his brother's food. And let's go to that real quick because I have that in here. It's 1 Samuel chapter 17. And we're going to go to 32. When you have it, say amen. All right, David said to Saul, let no one lose heart on account of this Philistine. Your servant will go and fight him. Saul replied, you are not able to go out against this Philistine and fight him. You are only a young man, and he has been a warrior from his youth. But David said to Saul, your servant has been keeping his father's sheep, and when a lion or a bear came and carried off a sheep from the flock, I went after it, struck it, and rescued the sheep from its mouth. And when it turned on me, I seized it by its hair and struck it and killed it. And your servant has killed both a lion and a bear, and this uncircumcised Philistine will be like one of them because he has defiled the armies of the living God. The Lord who rescued me from the paw of the lion and of the paw of the bear will rescue me from the hand of the Philistine. Saul said to David, go, and the Lord be with you. That's boldness right there. That's accepting the call to know that I'm not going to let someone disrespect my God. I'm not going to let someone tell me I'm too little. But I'm going to go and do the work of the Lord. I'm going to go and do the work of the Lord. He wasn't afraid because he knew who had rescued him before. A lot of times God will bring us through something and then we get to that next test, that next wall, and we say, well, I don't know. We forget who brought us through. When we get through that first test, we have to realize, okay, God brought me through this. You know, he's going to bring me through the next thing. He's going to help me along the way. A lot of times we feel like we're by ourselves. When we're going through that storm, we're going through that trial, and it's hard. And we have to keep pressing through because we have to remember, God brought me through. He brought me this far. He's not going to just say, okay, I'm done with you. But he's going to bring you through it. He brought you to that test, so he's going to bring you through it as well. And because David knew whose he was, he was able to persevere. He was able to go boldly. While the other men, not boys, men were scared, God gave him boldness to say, okay, I can do this. Not me, but the God in me is going to rescue me. And we have to realize that a lot of times as we go through those tests, as we go through those different things, the God in me will help me do what I need to do. God is always there, but are you always listening? Are you always willing to do what he has designed for you to do? You know, you may say, well, I don't know if I could do this. I don't know if I really should be doing that. I don't come from a church background. Or, you know, I still got some issues. I can't read. I can't write. I can't do this. We can make so many excuses. But the God we serve is all powerful. And he can change things around. I used to have issues with reading. I used Hooked on Phonics. But the God I serve makes it so that when I stand up here, I may stumble because I'm not perfect. But I'm getting through it and I understand it because who is on my side? God. I could have used that as a crutch. No, I'm not going. No, God, I can't do that. I can't do that. But God said, just go. I've given you boldness. Just go. We have to be willing to accept that call and say, okay, God, I'll go. Okay, God, I'll do what you want me to do. Even though I feel like I'm by myself and I don't know how things are going to work out, but God, I'll go. The other scripture we're going to go to is Acts chapter 28, starting at verse 30. And it says, for 2 whole years, Paul stayed there in his own rented house and welcomed all who came to see him. He proclaimed the kingdom of God and taught about the Lord Jesus Christ with boldness and without hindrance. What's hindering you today? What little excuse are you making for not doing what God has called you to do? What excuse do you feel is so big and so much better than accepting the call in your life? Just like Esther, God designed it so she was there at the right time. And, you know, I'm sure she probably was a little scared because, you know, to go before the king, you could die. But she had to think, okay, this is my people. These are my people that they're trying to do away with. And because she went before the king, and because she accepted the call God had for her at that time, he made a way. God allowed her to have grace with the king. God allowed her to have favor. God's word says that we are favored. We are blessed and highly favored. So we have to realize, okay, if I'm favored, that means God is already lining things up. He's already putting things into place. You know, we may stress and say, God, I don't know how this is going to work, but God has given us favor so that when things may happen and things may go like this, you know, the lady, when I was getting ready to get off the phone at work from her telling me that I didn't get the job, she was like, you know, you have really good qualifications. And it was really close, but someone just had a little bit more than you. But keep your eyes open, because I'm sure there'll be more of these jobs out there. And, you know, she didn't even have to say anything like that. She could have just said, nope, you didn't get it. Keep trying. But she's like, you know, you have a really good resume and everything, you know, just keep looking, keep trying if that's what you want to get into. And, you know, I was like, okay. You know, I couldn't help but have joy. And there's something about God that when things go around you, things go on and you just don't know what to say or what to do, and God will give you peace or he'll give you joy, unspeakable joy. I could have been sad. I could have been like, man, I could never do things right. But no, the God I serve already knows what's going to happen. He already knows that if I'm not supposed to be at the job I'm at, he's designing it so that I'm at the one he wants me to be at. Know that we are his people. And he has us in the right place for a reason, for a purpose. We need to ask God, what's the purpose? You have me doing this. And God, help me to have boldness so that I'll go, so that I'll do, so that I'll be what you want me to be. A lot of times we may think that, you know, I probably don't even have to ask God about that because that's something small. He doesn't care about the small things. The God we serve is powerful. He doesn't overlook the things we may think is minor. Because, you know, it may be something we think, or even something that we think is big to us, that's something small to God. And he's all powerful. He can do the impossible. And we may sing that, but we have to actually grab hold of that and believe that. That there's nothing too hard for God. And there's nothing that he's going to tell you to do that he's not going to help you through that. He's not just going to set you up and say, okay, go ahead and do that. Figure it out on your own. Just like the man, I can't remember where it is in the Bible, but he was supposed to, him and the army were going. And, you know, God already had got the army down to a smaller size. And, you know, he was like, okay, God, this is it. It's just us. It was Gideon, yes. And, you know, to think about it, to go up against a bigger army and, you know, you have to really rely on God. Okay, God, I'm going to trust you. You're going to bring me out of this, you know, because that's a big army. And Gideon with his few were able to defeat them. Why? Because God's on your side. Because God's not going to bring you there just to leave you hanging. Like he brought Daniel out of the lion's den. He didn't just have him go there and get demolished, and not because God had a plan. There's a bigger picture that he had designed for that. Thank you, Jesus. So take a moment and just ask yourself, is there anything that I'm supposed to be doing that I haven't been doing? Is there any area in my life that you're telling me to go for it? And I'm wavering. I'm kind of iffy. I don't know. That's where you need to trust God. That's where you need to say, okay, God, you told me to do this, so I'm going to be obedient. I'm going to submit. It seems hard. I know it's difficult, but God, I'll go. God, I'll be that one. Even if I'm by myself, God, I'll go. God, I'll do it. You know, God works in mysterious ways. We may be faced with a test and we seem like there's no way out. We feel like we're not ready to do what he wants us to do, but he's given us all the tools. We just have to trust in him, to rely on him, to know that, okay, God, I know that you're going to bring me through this. I know that as I trust in you, as I lean on you, as I look to you, as I die to my flesh and I look to you, we have to die to our flesh daily. Because if we're walking in our flesh all the time, your flesh is going to tell you, oh, you can't do this. This is too hard. As me and my sister, we were in a boot camp. And I can't do this. This is hard. And she's right there. Come on. Come on, let's keep doing it. Come on, we can do it. You got this. It's tough, but we can do this. Now I'm at the gym with Marquise, and I'm like, man, this is tough. 50 minutes. You want me to stay on here for 50 minutes? I can't even. I'm looking at the clock. It's only 20 minutes. I'm like, oh, Lord, help me. He's like, no, put your head up. You're a conqueror. You could do this. I'm like, okay. And if he wasn't by me, I think I'd probably be like, oh, I can't do this. But no, he's right there. And that's how God is, right there with us in our corner saying, I got you. You can do this. I got you. It's tough. You want to give up. I got you. I got you. You have to remember that this week when you're faced with different things, remember, I got you. Don't give in and be like, okay, I failed again or I can't make it. No, God's got me. And I just be real with God. I be like, okay, God, you see what's on my plate. You see everything that's going on in my life. You see all the areas that I need you to help me with. So God, I give it to you. I know you got me, right? You got me? You be like, yeah, I got you. I got you. Just trust me. And I'm like, okay, God, it's getting up to the deadline. I don't know how it's going to happen. He said, I got you. Just trust me. What areas do you need to trust God in today? So that you're ready to say, okay, God, I'll go. I'll go. I'll be that one. I'll go. We're going to go ahead and let you guys out of here early. We're going to pray. Does anyone need prayer?
Thank you for listening to today's message. We pray that it would impact you, that you would continue to grow in your life with Christ. Once again, if you would like any more podcasts of our messages at New Creation Christian Center, you can go to www.newcreationwa.org and feel free to download it, share it with your friends and family so people can see how God is changing our lives as we continue to be formed into the new creation that He has called us to be.